Hello, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
What kind of issues?
Oh, it's mostly about elections, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to know your opinion. For example, we would like...
You want my opinion?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example...
What kind of issues? For voting for who?
For elections in Miami-Dade, ma'am. So I just wanted to know, my first question is, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, TV station, newspaper, advertising agency?
No.
All right, ma'am. And as you're aware, very few people actually vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, Mayor and County Commissions on this Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say you're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote?
I always vote.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Would that be definitely very likely?
Yeah, military.
Okay, ma'am. Oh, which political party
Republican.
Are you interested in? All right, ma'am. What would you say is your main racial background?
White.
Okay. And moving on, ma'am, would you say your age is 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56
35.
To 65? Oh, okay, ma'am. All right. And we would like to know as well, ma'am, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think, well, they're better than the rest of the country because of DeSantis, thank God.
Okay, ma'am. So would you say in that case, right direction or wrong track?
I think we're in the right direction so far.
No problem. From the following list, ma'am, which would you say is one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that would make your daily life better? For example, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, corruption in local government, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise and environmental resiliency, inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, housing and property insurance costs, crime and neighborhood safety, any of those?
Well, of course, inflation, but inflation is Biden's. Son of a bitch. I'm not sorry.
I understand, ma'am. Although it's not...
Put his ass in jail for treason.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and moving on. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate, probably going to vote for the Republican candidate? You're leaning slightly to the Republican candidate? Or would you say you're definitely going to vote for the Democratic candidate, probably going to vote
Hell
for the
no.
Democratic?
Republican all the way.
All right, would you say definitely Republican, probably? Or
definitely.
I understand. I'm going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County, ma'am.
Hurry up, because I'm trying to watch the voting results that are coming in.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, this survey last like 10 minutes, ma'am? All right, so
well,
we
hurry it up, because I'm watching what's coming in to see if Trump gets it, thank God.
No problem. All right, ma'am, so I'm just going to read to you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of these persons. For example, Raquel Regalado, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I don't even care about her.
Okay, what about, I understand, Richard Prashnick, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
I don't even know these people.
No problem. Cindy Lerner, would you say you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
No, wait a minute. Cindy Lerner, you know what, Cindy, how old is she now? 70-something years old? 80?
It doesn't say, ma'am. This survey doesn't say.
Oh, well, because I remember her. She used to own a bunch of... off of Kendall Drive. She used to own some property over there.
Well, would you say in that case your opinion is favorable or unfavorable?
I don't care about her.
Oh, okay. All right, ma'am. No problem, ma'am. Well, I'm just going to ask you for a new couple of questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among these candidates, who would you vote? I have Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otoala, or Manny Sid?
Manny who?
Sid?
I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
Daniela.
Daniela, no problem. All right, and moving on, ma'am, we would like to know as well, would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Biancava?
Oh, no, definitely.
Okay. And moving on, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I have Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, and Cindy Lerner.
Oh, well, it isn't going to be Cindy Lerner. I don't know. I'll have to look and read up on it more.
Oh, all right. You're not leaning towards any of them? Richard Regalado, I'm sorry, Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
I'm really not looking. No, not yet. It's too early.
Okay. If you had to choose today, ma'am, which candidate would you say you're more leaning towards? Would you say Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnick, or Cindy Lerner?
I have no idea.
No problem. No problem, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Well, generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or is part of the solution in the county government?
What? Is she on the... She's not on the school board, right?
No, the survey doesn't include that. Mm-hmm.
No, I think there was something with her. I don't know. There was something about her. So I have to look into it more.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Well, in that case, what would be your answer? Would you say you think she's part of the problem or part of the solution?
Probably part. I think they're all part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Biancava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal would borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes would be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
Okay, would you say would be definitely no against it, probably no against it, or?
No, definitely no against it.
No problem. All right, ma'am. I'm just going to read to you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado, ma'am, after hearing each.
Who's funding your survey? The opponents of this Regalado person?
No, ma'am. We're not leaning towards any of them.
It seems like it, okay?
Mm-hmm. No, ma'am. We're calling from opinion research. We just want your opinion, ma'am. So I'm just going to read to you a series of statements about her, Raquel Regalado, after hearing each. I just want you to tell me if that statement would make you more likely or less likely to vote for her, all right, or if it makes no difference. For example, this first one says, Raquel Regalado serves as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. I'm sorry, ma'am.
Didn't I say that to you?
You
what,
did.
Is she on
you
the
did.
School board?
Yes, you did, ma'am. You were right.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. And as
uh-huh.
the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. Does this statement make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
I think they ought to either sterilize them or give them birth control and stop having kids.
Well, yes,
I'm not. No. Well, that's the way I feel. I'm tired of funding people who have all these damn kids and mess around with everybody and their brother. When you watch the news, and it's terrible when you see that someone's been killed, some teenager's been shot or whatever, and then their last name is Smith, but the mother's last name is Jones. And then the father's some other name. What the hell? They're effing everybody in damn Dade County. Stop it. Pull your pants up and close your legs. I know. It's just, I'm just, I mean, really?
It's okay, ma'am. Your opinion is highly appreciated.
Why are we paying for these people that around and get food stamps and all this other crap we pay for? Nobody pays for my kids.
I understand it. Well, this is.
I want to tell you something very important that I want to say to you.
Okay.
When you asked me a question a while back, you said, "For whom would you vote for?" Whatever. And actually, you said that in perfect English. Thank God somebody can say something in proper English. Who? Which woman is which? Hell, people can't even speak English.
Okay.
And I speak all kinds of languages because we lived all over the world and I was born overseas. But I'm in America now because we're military. But I cannot, and my daughter is a high school English teacher. So when people, oh my God, I can't stand it when they take the, even these commentators on TV can't speak English properly.
Okay, ma'am. Your feedback is highly, highly, highly welcome, ma'am. Well, I was asking you, ma'am. So for the statement that you just heard, ma'am, I'll read it quickly again, okay? Raquel Regalado serves as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. I was the only former school
board
member.
That's right, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so would you say that that statement makes you more likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
No, less likely.
Less
no.
Likely.
It's not less likely. It's a no.
All right. Our answers are somewhat less likely, much less likely. Which would you choose?
Less likely.
Okay, but what about this one? Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 reelection. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or no difference to vote for her?
Well, seeing as how I have 2 police officers who live across the street, and the woman drives like a maniac. She's crazy. And they walk their dog and let it poop on everybody's yard and don't pick it up. And one time we had a problem that there were people lurking around the neighborhood. Went over to them and told them, and she goes, "Oh, I don't work in this district."
Oh, dear.
I don't believe in defunding the police. I really don't care for the police, the way they act half the time, because they think they're superior to anybody else, which they are not. But we cannot defund our police.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I lived in countries where, don't even.
I understand.
That, those two. Well, whatever. I still don't want to vote for her.
I understand.
I'm not voting for anything for her, so just say no.
I understand. No problem, ma'am. Well, in that case, ma'am, well, that completes the survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience and time, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
You don't want to ask me who I'm voting for president?
Oh, no, ma'am. It was mostly about this lady, Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, and Richard Prastick. Uh-huh. That was what the survey was about.
Oh, so it wasn't about the mayor.
No, ma'am. It was just about these candidates. But your opinion is highly valued, ma'am.
Oh, I bet it is.
Thank you for your patience and time, ma'am. Have a nice day.
Well, thank you for speaking English properly.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a nice day.
You too.